Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
We are neck deep in the NFL playoffs, and you can now keep the excitement going with MyBookie's double deposit bonus. Having your initial deposit matched up to $1,000 is like playing every game with home field advantage. All you have to do is sign up, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and you get your funds credited to your account instantly so you can start placing your bets at MyBookie. With the NFL postseason in full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from at MyBookie, and everyone knows the playoffs equals points. Best time of the year to hammer the overs. How about the Bills and Chiefs way over in that one? Time to go ahead and jump in and have some fun. MyBookie is home to exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make 2022 your best year yet. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code ZABE and place your bets and get ready for the intensity of championship weekend. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I know. Him also. I know. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What? Go on.
On a day in which Barry Bonds struck out for the Hall of Fame, a rare double shot today on the ZabeCast, Notorious J-A-Y, with a mystery baseball guest coming up. Jay, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. 10 strikes and you're out. along with McGuire and Sosa and a bunch of other dudes, Curt Schilling, out. As the Hall of Fame has either covered itself in shame or glory, although it seems like no one is saying glory. A lot of sports writers angry about it. We'll see what Jay thinks right after this. White man overbite. 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 Jay, good evening, buddy. How are you doing, man?
I'm good in the lovely hills of Madison Heights, Virginia.
Yeah. Snow down there?
No.
Oh, okay. You missed it. Oh, you missed the snow?
Yeah.
All right.
I did miss the snow, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We got a lot to talk about today, including, of course, the Hall of Fame. Also, Tom Brady's hints at retirement. Your thoughts on the weekend of football that was crazy. The television ratings for these games, which were completely bonkers. Plus, Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. Darren Rovell doing Darren Rovell things. And a new feature called Change My Mind. Change My Mind. You ready? You excited for this?
I'm ready for that, yeah.
All right. I'm going to dial up now former Baseball Writers of America president and current Hall of Fame vote holder Drew Olson of Afternoons with Drew and KB on 97.3 The Game. At your behest, you said, bring me Drew. I have questions.
Right? Before you bring Drew on, can I, not to praise Drew, but, well, you had me call Drew once when he was going to be a guest. And Drew was not at home, but his wife answered. Ooh. Mrs. Olson might have been the nicest lady I've ever talked to. And I said, if that was Wisconsin is, I should take a double shot of that.
There you go. There you go. Okay, let me go ahead and call Drew right now. You still with me there?
I'm still with you.
Okay, I'm going to hit mobile. I'm going to merge the calls here in just a second.
Boom, 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 boom. Yes, sir.
Donkey, how we doing? Say hello to Jay Cottrell. Jay, Drew. Drew.
Drew, Jay. Hello again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. How you been?
It's been years, like literally years.
Literally. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jay just recounted when he tried to book you for my show. You weren't home, but the lovely Barb answered and tracked you down for him.
Oh, that's nice of her.
It could not have been more nice. I said, Drew was a lucky man to have such a nice wife.
Oh, not only that, she makes good coin.
All right, let me clear the floor. Let me get my hands on my shorts and go to the three-point line and let you guys go at it.
All right.
Drew, Did you vote? Who did you can now reveal who you voted for, right? You wait until afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I posted it this afternoon at thegamemke.com on Twitter as well. Posted a blog with my
your thoughts and your votes. Okay.
Stuff on it.
All right. Give
us thoughts. I just threw the ballot.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine. Right. All right. You don't need to do no splaining. You're not like Ricky Ricardo from I Love Lucy. No splaining here. You're just going to, here's your vote. So, who did you vote for the Hall of Fame?
Let me call it up here because I've got the blog in front of me. I want to make sure I get the picture right and get them in the correct order. So hang on.
There's a sequence to them, meaning.
Well, they're alphabetical.
Oh, they're alphabetical. Okay.
Yeah, that's the way it rolls.
All right. By the
thing
way,
is
by the way, while you're looking for that, last night, Jay, I actually watched some Ken Burns baseball.
I've watched it about 97 times.
The MLB Network. I almost did it as penance for having no football on a Monday night. I'm like, okay, eat some vegetables. It was actually pretty good.
That is fantastic.
It was pretty good. Like as soon as I saw it wasn't from like the 1880s and the Cleveland Spiders, which I had no stomach for. It was about Yogi Berra and the Glory Days Yankees. I was like, okay, I can watch this. It was good stuff.
Outstanding. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'll tell you who I voted for. All right. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Todd Helton,
Jones. Whoa.
David Ortiz.
Hold on, Jay. You stepped on somebody, Jay. Let's go back.
Todd Helton.
Hold on. He'll explain his work. Go.
Andrew Jones, David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, Scott Rowland, Kurt Schilling, and Billy Wagner.
Wow. That's a broad net. How many guys is that?
10 guys, the maximum that I was allowed.
Okay, and what percentage, roughly, of voters get a 10-pack, put a 10-pack in their voting?
Oh, I'll be able to find that for you directly, because the BBWA just put out a thing with all the stats that are pertinent like that. That would be the average ballot in 2022 contained 7.11 names.
Average, okay.
Up from 5.87 last year. 33.8% of the voters used all 10 slots, up from 14.5% a year ago. The total ballots cast marked a 97.3% return rate of the 405 ballots that were mailed to voters.
Okay. So you were not unusual in picking 10. Okay.
No.
With that said, and the table set, Jay, the witness is yours.
Todd Helton, I don't get, because he played 80% of his games in a home run hitter friendly ballpark. I don't understand why he is getting love. And then the other one who I don't understand is Scott Rowland, albeit a really, really good player. But as we like to say, it's not the Hall of Really, Really Good. It's the Hall of Fame. His numbers are about as comparable to Lou Whitaker, who's not in the Hall of Fame.
He should. I voted for Lou Whitaker every time, and it's a travesty that he's not in.
Hey, so. Well, you know what? I can't yell that.
Okay.
If you said that, I need to shut up now.
All right. So go ahead. Go ahead, Drew. Give your cheat sheet on both Helton and Rowland.
I talked to a lot of people who played with and against Todd Helton. And the thing that I came around to is you can't control where you play. And Coors Field is, you know, it is a sanctioned major league facility. He hit 316 career, 369 homers, 2,500 hits, 1,401 runs, 1,406 RBI, OBP career of 414. Okay, was it inflated by where he played? Yes, but he couldn't control that. And he was, to me, he played from 97 to 2013, like a 17-year career of pretty high excellence. And I think I think he finished second in Rookie of the Year. He got a lot of All-Star games. He also had some MVP notions, but a lot of people didn't vote for him because of, you know, the Coors Field factor. And I think we looked around. We've evolved as an electorate analytically in some circles, and people are looking at things, you know, and not just dismissing a guy because he played at altitude.
Drew,
he couldn't control that.
Drew, isn't there a simple mathematical formula the nerds have that can just wash those numbers through
machine? Park factor. Yes, there's park factor and stuff like that. And I believe that he met my standard of guys that I covered
right
during the time. And I also voted for another guy who played a lot in Coors Field. That was Larry Walker.
Right.
He's in too.
Yeah.
You know, so
did Helton
get in? I don't know.
Did Helton's road stats suck?
They weren't horrible.
But there was a noticeable split.
Depressed.
Okay.
They were depressed according to, I'll call it up for you right now. They were depressed according to his home stats slightly, but not to me, for me, not as horrible.
Not like Vinny Castilla's numbers were in his heyday.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely
all right.
Not.
Let's press ahead because we got to get to the big Magilla, which is the steroid issue. Real quick on Rowland. Give me 30 seconds on Rowland, why you said yes.
Well, Rowland, you measure him against other third basemen, and, okay, Brooks Robinson is in the Hall of Fame. And by the advanced metrics, there are people who say that Rowland was damn near as good as Brooks Robinson, although Brooks Robinson has a better reputation. Oh.
You didn't hear me gasping.
Yeah, he did. The Baltimore native, Drew, just gasped.
Yes. and can we agree that Scott Rowland was a far superior offensive player than
I will give you that. I will give you that.
Okay.
Superior.
All right. So with that said,
you know, but I always look at and go, did Scott Rowland, was he one of the top three players at his position during his lifetime? I always say no. I looked and he was top 10, top 5, but never top 3. Ooh.
I mean, 8 times Gold Gloves, 7-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, you know, played in the World Series, Silver Slugger, career war of 70.
Okay, I don't get war, and I'm a baseball nerd, and I don't even get war.
Well,
so,
nobody
so,
does, okay. But the nerds assure us it's a real thing. All right. So
nerds assure.
So here's the thing. Drew Olsen voted for, let it be noted, the cheats, the liars, the Reuters, the assholes, and even those who I know are not politically of his stripe, and I give you mega respect for that, Drew. There's a reason why you just ignore all the noise and look at the accomplishments on the field, right?
That's right, absolutely. And you're referring to Mr. Schilling there, I imagine.
Of course.
Requested to be taken off the ballot.
Well,
his numbers actually went down this year. I mean, he was on the precipice. He was an eyelash away last year. Then he said he wanted off the ballot, and apparently a lot of people took him at his word. He got 58.6% this year, in his last year. It was his last run as well. So he jackassed himself out of it. I'll say this. His 10 years on the ballot, I didn't vote for him every year, but I voted for him when I could, when he fit in my 10, because that, to me, is the biggest problem with this, is that you can only vote for 10. I don't know why it's that arbitrary. I vote for 10 quite often, and I think it'd be a better ballot if you could vote for more than 10. But, you know, you're seeing the numbers go up of people who use all 10 slots. So that's progress.
Jay, if you
had
a...
But he's going to get in, though, by the Veterans Committee. So
maybe.
We'll see about that. Jay, if you had a ballot, how close would it look to Drew's?
I would have voted for everyone but Ortiz.
Really?
But then I thought to myself, he was on the Mitchell report, but he never tested positive. But I have a problem, though.
Were they, that was in 03, but were they even testing then, Drew?
Yeah, that was like the survey testing, the anonymous survey testing, and it leaked that he was one of the guys that tested positive.
Right.
He's from the Dominican, where it's not against the law, you know. And that's
but then he just came. He literally came. He was released by the Twins.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
the Mariners. Yeah.
Right. And then all of a sudden, he's hitting home runs at a prodigious rate.
Yes.
Just like what's his name for the Blue Jays?
Carlos Delgado.
Who said he got a late. No. Oh, my God. He played like 4 or 5 years ago with the Blue Jays. Hit home runs like 50 a season. Why can't I remember?
Joey Bautista?
Right. Yeah.
Jose Bautista. Not Joey Bautista. Jose Bautista.
But his explanation was, I got a leg kick. Okay. All right. I should show you this. I got a leg kick.
Studied technique. Worked on my swing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So interesting that you would include the other guy, the real steroid cheats. Like A-Rod and Clemens and Manny, and of course the big one, Bonds. And Jay, I assume that you two would vote for the steroid cheats?
Yeah, because those two, Clemens and Bonds, I can look at their first 10, 15 years and say they were Hall of Famers anyway.
That's
A-Rod,
true.
I'm not so sure because I don't know when he started. But he was a freak at 18 when he came in. So,
So now
probably in high school.
So now we're gonna Now we're gonna have Drew. We're gonna have a real gap. We already do in the basic ribbon of talent who has played this amazing American game. How are they gonna make up for this huge gap in the record?
Well, that to me is the main reason, Zabe, for my philosophy. People say, how can you vote for the cheaters? And I say, okay, I won't vote for any cheaters. Point them out to me. And then I say, I would bet everything that I own, which Jay is not that much, but everything I own, that Greg Maddux and Ken Griffey Jr. and Tony Gwynn did not use steroids. Right? Greg Maddux, I saw him with his shirt off. He looked like you're in shirt.
I was going to say this. I saw him once too. And I said, I was like, this is it?
Yeah. In fact,
the
least
athletic looking pro athlete I think you've ever seen.
Right. I think
Don Kroc, number two.
I think Mac Jones met Greg Maddux and was like, bro, do you even lift?
Yeah, exactly. So I would say that they didn't, but do I know for sure that they did? Now, the fact to me, now again, I can't control how people vote, and that's, I've come to accept that over the years of being a voter. But you look at Bonds' total was 260 and Clemens' total was 257. So that tells me that basically everybody who voted for Bonds voted for Clemens too. And that means that they were big haul guys. Now they all didn't vote for Manny, and because Manny only got 114 votes, and A-Rod was even, he was down as well because he was suspended, and you know, that's tough too. But it's to me, it's like, I don't know, like Pudge Rodriguez is in. Okay. Mike Piazza.
Yeah.
Made it through.
Who is the bigger of the assholes, A-Rod, Clemens, or Bonds?
Ooh.
Oh, definitely. Well, in terms of treating the media?
You can use whatever criteria you want.
Well, I would say Bonds, the way he carried himself. I mean, they're all...
Bonds was a ruthless asshole. He stole Gary Sheffield's personal chef and had no qualms about it. Remember that story? Unbelievable. He's a guy that willingly
in the locker room.
Right. He willingly let Greg Anderson rot in jail for him to not give up his steroid use, which is amazing, right? But at least he wasn't phony about it. A-Rod was phony as shit.
Complete phony. Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
but, you know,
and then Clemens was just a lying dick.
Didn't he try to get his wife to take the fall for him?
Yes.
Say they were yours, honey, not mine.
Yeah.
So with those guys, and again, like I say it's a big hall, and this is a museum. What do museums do? And it says that the mission of the Hall of Fame is to, you know, recognize history.
Yeah, preserve. Passon said to preserve the history of the game. Right.
Yeah. And so what are we doing here? To not have those posters can't come off the walls. Kids, you know, I covered the game when Bonds and Clemens were at the peak of their powers. They're the best pitcher and player I've ever seen.
Right.
So why shouldn't they be in the Hall?
What about?
Because they competed against guys who
were also cheating.
Using steroids.
Right.
It's the steroid era.
What if there was a notation on their Hall of Fame, sort of not plaque per se, but in their exhibit that notes the suspicion and or tertiary evidence of steroid use? Would that be okay?
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I think that'd be fine.
All right. Here's another idea.
Why not?
Here's another idea.
But if they do that, they're going to go back and they're gonna go, well, Camp Anson was a great player at the turn of the century. Huge racist.
Oh, yeah. Ty Cobb, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to go back and just rewrite everybody's black set.
I know. Well, there's that. I have a split the baby approach to this, and that is certainly these guys that cheated were Hall of Famers and should be Hall of Famers, but I do not, Drew, want to give them a goddamn day in the Cooperstown sun to stand up there and receive all this glory. So my idea is a ceremonyless induction. You get in, you can sign baseballs and jerseys saying Hall of Fame, but the fuck we are going to let you get up there and speak. What do you think of that?
Well, that's interesting. I don't think the Hall doesn't make those distinctions, and it's their call.
Right.
And their stance has been, you're in, and you get the whole red carpet.
The whole McGill. Right.
You get to go to the dinner that they have after the induction ceremony.
Incredible.
On Sunday. Incredible. Yeah. It's Saturday night before the induction ceremony. They all the Hall of Famers, and it's just, they close the doors, and it's the Hall of Famer and the commissioner, and that's it. That's it.
That's pretty good.
Right?
That's pretty good. Jay, what do you think
pretty
about my
ass.
What do you think about my idea, the honorless induction?
Country buffet. Where you have no waiters or waitresses. You just serve yourself.
Serve yourself.
Yeah. It's right.
I might leave a tip. I might not leave a tip. Who knows?
Exactly. All right. Well,
but don't you see the irony though? Because David Ortiz, most people agree that he used PEDs. He was in that survey testing or whatever trip to test. He waltzes in on the day that Bonds and Clemens don't get in because people liked him and he was gregarious and smiled and he did have some huge postseason moments. But come on, is he a better player than Bonds or Clemens?
No.
He even said in his conference call tonight he didn't consider himself in their class.
Right. Well, so, I mean, on the one hand, that shouldn't matter. On the other hand, if you know that baseball writers are going to hold your fate in their hands, be a fucking pro at least, you know? Don't be a raging asshole. In a certain way, I'm like, well that's on you guys. You should be smarter than that.
Part of that is, I hate that narrative too. You're going to vote for him because you don't like him. Like, Jim Rice had to wait because he was an asshole to the media. Well, Jim Rice also was a borderline Hall of Famer by the stats, right? Dale Murphy was regarded as one of the best guys ever and beloved by the media and a two-time MVP. He's still outside looking in, never got into the Hall of Fame. That shit doesn't matter with most voters, I'm telling you. Like, especially since Bonds may have glared at me one time in the clubhouse, but I didn't have to deal with him. Like, I'm just trying to get his career.
a bigger asshole than Griffey was a huge asshole. The three times I remember being in the clubhouse, he was a huge dick.
Really?
He could definitely be a tool sometimes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Exit question, Drew. Do you see any movement with these talks yesterday and today?
I think so. I think the clock is ticking, and they lost so much money via COVID that I think the idea that the pressure that's coming from the spring training sites, tourism and all that, there's too much money and too many forces at play for them to screw around. I think they will come to some rapid accord, maybe before the end of February, maybe even before pitchers and catchers mid-February.
All right. And you know what? The ratings that just came out for the last round of the NFL playoffs ought to scare the shit out of baseball. Because there's a hog, there is a hogzilla on the wild, and it's called the NFL. All right, Drew, I'm gonna let you gently disconnect because I will likely fuck up the three-way call. But thank you for your time.
Thank you, Drew.
Anytime, Jay. Good to talk to you, man.
You too.
There you go, Drew Olson, my colleague here at the game. That was a good discussion, wasn't it, Jay?
I like someone who loves the sport as much as I do.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not saying that you don't, but it's untestable to you. It's like water. It tears me up inside.
Hey, I told you I watched Ken Burns baseball last night on a Monday after the greatest NFL weekend of our lives. But yeah, no, I mean, I like baseball. I'm learning to like it and even love it in ways more all the time. And I love people that do love the game. I love that you love the game. I really do.
As I told you, I'm the last bastion of black people who love baseball because it's like people 50 and above, 48 and above of my generation who grew up. Again, I told you, we consumed baseball all the time. Basketball and football were like afterthoughts. Yeah. Baseball was the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, and I don't know who this was I told this to. Somehow I came upon, we were talking, our family was talking about baseball and, I don't know, maybe the old Negro Leagues, and I told them about the Billy Crystal Smelt Night skit on SNL. So fucking good. And they're like, what do you mean? Oh, I think it was because, because Smelt came up as a fish. And I go, yeah, it's like Billy Crystal playing the Negro Leaguer, throwing all fastballs on Smelt Night. And they're like, what? And I had to tell them about that. Oh, they would cook up smelt in the open barrels out there in center field, and I would just throw all fastballs because afterwards I wanted to get that smelt.
I can't believe Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest had not gotten canceled yet because of that skit.
Yeah, blackface.
The old Negro baseball skit. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Jimmy.
He did Sammy Davis. That, and nobody said anything about that.
Jimmy Kimmel, blackface, Karl Malone, didn't get canceled. I'll let you figure out for yourself why it is they didn't get canceled. Okay.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We are neck deep in the NFL playoffs, and you can now keep the excitement going with MyBookie's double deposit bonus. Having your initial deposit matched up to $1,000 is like playing every game with home field advantage. All you have to do is sign up, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and you get your funds credited to your account instantly so you can start placing your bets at MyBookie. With the NFL postseason in full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from at MyBookie, and everyone knows the playoffs equals points. Best time of the year to hammer the overs. How about the Bills and Chiefs way over in that one? Time to go ahead and jump in and have some fun. MyBookie is home to exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make 2022 your best year yet. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code ZABE and place your bets and get ready for the intensity of championship weekend. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Let's move on to the ratings. All right. So get this. Here's your stat of the day. Saturday's Niners-Packers game was not only the highest rated Saturday night program in all of television since the 94 Winter Olympics, but it was up 10 million over last year's comparable game between Baltimore and Buffalo. And the increase itself is greater than the total viewership of the NBA Finals. Holy shit.
Can you remember a game that had you on your chair like Sunday? The last game I remember that had me on my chair like Sunday night's game, and you're going to laugh at me, Zay, but 1982, Chargers versus Dolphins. I remember being that excited for this game as I was that game.
Right. That was the wild card or divisional round game. I think it was the divisional.
That was the divisional because the Chargers then had to play
in Cincinnati minus 10 degrees.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
But that game was on. It was on like during a couple of days after Christmas or before Christmas. Christmas was somehow involved.
Yeah,
and I just remember watching it, and that was the most excited, even Steeler games that I've ever been. No, that's not true.
Well,
Steeler Cardinals Super Bowl had me on the edge of my seat.
Right,
but those two games are the best games I think I've ever watched before.
So get this, in Kansas City, the last hour of that broadcast drew over 90% of all measured television sets in the market, according to AC Nielsen.
Oh my God, that's like a 1975 number.
they had 92% of the sets in the final hour. Supermarket Sweep had 3%. Bob's Burgers had 3%, and The Secret Life of Pets had 2%.
Oh my God!
Imagine how much you had to hate football to have your TV on and not be watching that game.
How many times did you yell "Holy shit" during the game, or "Oh my God"?
I mean,
during the game,
pretty much. It was one of the rare games where you realized, oh, I'm standing right now in my own living room. This is weird. Why am I standing?
I yelled and scared the dogs at least three times. So you know that's a good game when I'm outwardly yelling in my house.
All right. Would you like to weigh in on what I'm going to call the sports talk equivalent of the Macarena, the craze that's sweeping the nation? How would you do overtime, Jay?
Oh God, I've heard so many stupid things. I just go, whatever. It's fine. Hey, how about this? Stop the other team and get the ball. How about that?
That'd be a good one. And that's exactly exactly what Josh Allen said to his credit. He said, I'm not going to complain about it. You know, we knew the rules and we're a team, which is a great attitude to have. The other thing is, I didn't misquote, but yesterday on the podcast, I mentioned the fact that since the last 11 overtime games in the playoffs, the team that won the coin flip is 10-1. Now, here's what I missed. Somebody pointed this out. Only 6 of those coin flip winners won on their first possession. So it's a misleading as fuck stat. If you hear that stat, just know that. So in other words, in five of those games, the team that lost the coin flip got the ball with a chance to score and win. So what's the fucking problem? Yeah. It was 6-5 in the last 11. Overall, the number is like 53-47%. Coin flip winner gets it. I've already said, Jay, I've said just give the first possession in OT to the home team as part of home field advantage. Be done with it. No coin flips, and adjust your strategy accordingly if you're on the road. Make for good strategy if you drive late, score a touchdown. It's going to incent teams to try to go for two to win outright because they know they're at a distinct disadvantage in OT on the road, right? And that's a good thing.
True. I mean, again, I don't ever bitch about overtime. I just say stop them.
Yeah.
And you'll get the ball back. So yeah. Stop bitching. No, as Theorio would say, no bitch to me.
I mean, they didn't squib kick, which was the fucking mistake of all time.
Oh, thank you. That's what – okay. Okay, that is the thing because I just took it for granted that Tyreek Hill was back there. But he wasn't.
That's weird, isn't
it? Why would you – well, that was – well, I got an Andy Reid is dumb point, by the way, too.
Okay.
But the squib – if he wasn't back there, why would you not – kick, and then if you're the Chiefs, why would you not have Tyreek Hill back there? It's just Andy Reid very quickly. That third and one where he had Blake Bell, who by the way was a quarterback in Oklahoma, true, but not your best option on third and one in a playoff game. And they lost. Oh, was it second and one or second and two? And they lost like 4 yards on this stupid play.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid does some dumb shit a lot.
Hey. A lot of coaches do dumb shit, as we saw this weekend. Like, for example, you can't tell me that if Cooper Kupp was a 6'1 black guy, a lottery pick from the SEC in the first round, that they would say, yeah, we got a safety on him, we're fine. I'm not saying it's racism, I'm just saying it's stereotypes, and the NFL is still hung up on its own perceptions. He was a later round pick from a small school, and he's white. So they're like, all right, we're going to go zero blitz. And, don't worry, Antoine Winfield Jr., just run with him. You'll be fine. The motherfucker's fast.
I have heard stories about the Celtics back in the day that when they would put a white guy on Bird, he would get visibly upset. Why you have this white guy on me? So it's like if I'm Cooper Kupp, who, by the way, I told you his nickname, White Rice, he's just that damn good.
Yeah.
But they still don't respect them. They don't respect them.
Yeah. And it was just a dumb thing to do. Why are you zero blitzing in that situation? You've got all the momentum. The Rams have crapped their socks. Just play coverage and keep them out of field goal range. Jesus Christ. But I was happy for Stafford. And I enjoyed seeing Brady lose, which brings me to this about Brady. This whole, my family's going to have a big say in whether I come back again, is the biggest bunch of virtue signaling bullshit I've ever heard. Why should...
Really?
Yes!
They're like, aren't they getting into their teenage years?
I'm sorry.
It's like Urban Meyer.
I'm
like Urban
sorry,
Meyer.
Jay. I'm sorry, Jay.
It's like Urban...
Tom Brady only has February, March, April, May, June, July, and August to focus on the kids. And then, even in the season, he goes home at night during the week after practicing football, and he tucks his kids into bed. It's bullshit.
You were being facetious. Even get the Urban Meyer joke. You know, I got to leave.
I know.
My family.
I know.
Yeah.
I just hate this notion that is put out there. Like, she deserves me to be the husband I can be and the father I can be. Motherfucker, you're already a great husband and father. You're not out there banging road hoes, as far as I can tell. And your kids are doing just fine. They've already let you play for as long as you did. What's one more fucking year? God damn. But anyway, I digress.
Well, I don't think Brady will be banging road hoes. You know that saying, you're only as faithful as your options? What's a better option than Gisele Bündchen?
There's not, yeah, not a lot. Not a lot. She's nice. I like her. You know why I like her?
Yeah.
She's a unique nose act. God, I love unique noses.
Like, oh, wait a minute. What?
Like what is Sarah Bareilles. Unique nose.
Sarah Bareilles is actually a good singer. What's Anne Hathaway? Unique nose.
Yeah, although she's got big old doe eyes and she is wispy thin. Not totally my cup of tea.
you like them Amy Schumer-esque?
No, I don't like that either. By the way, Amy Schumer recently showed off her new liposuction body.
Lipo body. That's cheating, by the way.
Totally
at
cheating.
At least Rebel Wilson did it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, she absolutely did. Adele did it the old-fashioned way. Maybe, with some help. Who knows?
That's my cup of tea right there.
Darren Rovell doing Darren Rovell things. He tweeted out on Sunday, "No team has ever played the Super Bowl in their home stadium, but now the Rams are 60 minutes away from becoming the first team to do so."
Darren.
People absolutely jumped him with, "Or last year."
I was going to say, yeah, that happened last year. Thank you, yeah.
And so Rovell then retweeted his own erroneous tweet with, I guess, a sheepish non-apology of, "Actually, they did last year." And people were killing him. And then he couldn't help himself. He said, "Well, I just," they're like, "Way to go, Daryl." Because that's like the mocking term for Darren Rovell. They call him Daryl. They're like, "Way to go, Daryl. You somehow forgot all of last year." And he said, he goes, "I only forgot the location, not the game, because it was a Super Bowl nobody went to," which is also another bit of a lie because there was a crowd there. It was not quite capacity. And there was some media there, even though he might not have gone. Just fucking give it up. The fact, though, that he's so quick to want to pump that out and has forgotten last year. Like, that's the kind of shit I do. When was the last time that... Zabe? Last year. Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play Change My Mind. You ready?
Okay.
Change my mind. Only weirdos actually toast Pop-Tarts anymore. In fact, they're even better when they're slightly chilled. Change my mind.
As someone who loves a good heated Pop-Tart, heated Pop-Tarts taste so much better with a nice cold glass of milk, Dave, than they do
cold. So you still toast them. You're still a toasting guy. All right.
I'm still a toaster guy.
What setting? Four? Five?
No, one.
One. Okay. Just a little warmth.
Just enough, but just enough to toast it and get the sugar because it's got to be a strawberry frosted.
Okay.
Pop-Tart. Has to be that.
All right, change my mind. Every athlete in pro sports should be allowed to visit the home of one person on the internet who talked shit about them and throw them down whatever stairs they have in the house. Just once. Change my mind. One guy a year. Ding dong.
Speaking of that, did you see the guy who ran on the field?
And yes.
Did you see Stephon Diggs just level him?
Yes. Wiped his ass out, deservedly so.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be down with that. No need to change your mind. All right. Yeah. All right, here's another one. Change my mind. There's too many goddamn bourbons and too many microbrews. Change my mind.
I don't even like bourbon, but the microbrew thing, you are 100% correct.
Okay. Dana White would be the best damn commissioner of any of the big four sports right now. Change my mind.
No, Dana White's a fucking douchebag.
Still,
Why do we know more about the commissioner than we do about the athlete? That's what he does. He's like Vince McMahon Jr.
Okay,
I hate Dana White. And okay, he's cheap. He's not even paying his guys.
Okay, do you have one for me?
Well, it was funny. Last week we were talking about Britney Spears versus Katy Perry.
Yeah,
and I was gonna say Britney Spears is vastly overrated. Change my mind, But then there's some pictures today of Britney. I'm going to have to amend that and say I'm an idiot.
I don't know, man.
She's no. I saw pictures that she had, her bikini pictures. She's still in about 97.
She's back. She's back up popping the gun at that number?
Yeah. Yeah. She's done about 97, late movement. Yeah.
Britney's back, bitch.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. Okay. A lot of pictures with her boyfriend, which I could, you know, you could leave those. But Britney Spears, still very high.
Let's see. One day ago.
That's going to be my one.
One day ago, Britney Spears, the star, is seen in a yellow bikini with Sam Asghari. That's her fiance in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to tell you, Jay. Fire your scouts if you think she's popping the gun in the high 90s.
I'm not firing my scouts. Scouts are doing their due diligence and hitting the bushes. Britney Spears still looks good.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Before we get to FTG, anything else you want to add? Because I have to get my FTG in front of the music, because mine requires another piece of music to talk about. So anything else you want to say before I get to FTG?
I've got absolutely nothing.
Okay. Here's my fuck that guy. Peter Dinklage. He of Game of Thrones fame. This is the best YouTube video ever. It's just a figurine of Peter Dinklage as the dwarf in Game of Thrones circling around. So this is an earworm that'll get stuck in your head. By the way, did you watch Game of Thrones?
Never watched one episode.
Okay, fair enough. So Peter Dinklage went off on the casting of the new Snow White movie that's coming out, the live action. Because they're actually casting little people as the seven dwarves.
What are you going to call them, Peter?
He says, literally no offense to anyone, but I was a little taken aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White. But you're still telling the story of Snow White and the seven dwarves. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. You're progressive in one way, but then you're still making that fucking backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together. What the fuck are you doing, man? Have I done nothing to advance the cause from my soapbox? I guess I'm not loud enough. Hey, fuck you, Dinklage. Your whole career was made by playing specifically a dwarf who was hated by his father in Game of Thrones because you were in fact a dwarf. You're like this skinny chick who used to be fat who now criticizes and shames those trying to do the same thing. Seriously.
That is like saying, you know what, we're going to redo Roots, but we're going to have no black slate.
Yes. It's like...
I mean...
Peter, do you know how hard jobs are in Hollywood for anybody, and you're going to get seven little people... A gig in a big-time Disney movie? Who the fuck cares if they live in the cave? It's a fairy tale, for God's sakes.
I know a lot of people roll their eyes when they hear me on your podcast and say I try to be politically too correct, but that's not. I remember 2 years ago when they did The Wizard of Oz, the live version, I was looking on Twitter, and some 20-year-old idiot said these words. Why don't they do an all-black version of The Wizard of Oz?
Okay.
Yeah, they have. It's called The Wiz. Yeah, some people go out on a limb and try to be, it's just stupid.
Okay. With that, we tee up Jay.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
Again, it's not a person, it's a restaurant, and I cannot think of the name of the... I don't know if it was Applebee's. Whoever is using the Cheers song...
Yeah, Applebee's.
...in the ad. I hate Applebee's. I don't use that. Don't use that at all. I got angry visibly, like the 27 times that I heard it.
Why? Because you love Cheers so much, or you just hate Applebee's as a... low-end restaurant chain?
Because I love the Cheers song that much. One of the top
iconic,
greatest
right.
songs of all time for any TV show. And you've now ripped it off for your stupid third-rate food. No.
So to the marketing department for Applebee's or whatever agency said, you know, this is a great idea. We'll just buy the rights to the Cheers song and lay it over our shitty restaurant with its buffalo wings and chicken sandwich. Fuck them. By the way, is that commercial more annoying than the fancy-like song they used before? Remember that one? Fancy-like
oh, that
Applebee's?
One also. Oh, yeah. God. If I see that dance one more time on TikTok or whatever, I've seen like 97 people do that stupid dance. Yeah.
Walker Hayes had the song Fancy-like. We're fancy-like Applebee's, which, of course, is being cheeky because Applebee's is not fancy. Hey, you know what?
No, not at all.
Applebee's is trying, Jay. They're trying to provide a restaurant experience to sit down for families that want to come together and eat a meal outside the home and not break the bank. Should go easier.
They're not a sponsor, are they? No, they're not a sponsor.
I'm trying to channel my inner dad, Zabin, who would say, hey, what do they ever do to you? Wouldn't I get going on somebody? All right, Jay, epic run today. Great podcast. Thanks for the time. We'll check in next week, all right?
Bye-bye now.
All right, that'll do it for me tonight. Thanks so much for listening. Spread the word, rate and review, tickle the algorithmic overlords, and keep on keeping on spreading the word about the Zabecast. Have yourself a great Wednesday, or any Wednesday you want. I'm not going to micromanage your life. And we will see you next time! We are neck deep in the NFL playoffs, and you can now keep the excitement going with MyBookie's double deposit bonus. Having your initial deposit matched up to $1,000 is like playing every game with home field advantage. All you have to do is sign up, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and you get your funds credited to your account instantly so you can start placing your bets at MyBookie. With the NFL postseason in full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from at MyBookie, and everyone knows the playoffs equals points. Best time of the year to hammer the overs. How about the Bills and Chiefs way over in that one? Time to go ahead and jump in and have some fun. MyBookie is home to exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make 2022 your best year yet. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code ZABE and place your bets and get ready for the intensity of championship weekend. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.